Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The Chicago Blackhawks end their three-game road swing up here in the land of 10,000 lakes today in a battle with the Minnesota Wild, and the Hawks are hoping to end the trip with a road win. But former Hawks goaltender Marc-Andre Fleury won't make it easy and might well have something to say about the proceedings today. And the drop of the puck at center ice, we're underway. Dickinson wins the draw. Hawks control. Now a shot from Faber from the right point. They score. This was tipped down off the ice in front of the Hawk net. And Marco Rossi is going to be the recipient of the goal. And Minnesota takes a 1-0 lead. Out the line, Goligoski to Zuccarello, left circle. Fed it across to the far circle. And there's Vlasic, a poke check it away. He's going to get a shorthanded chance through center ice over the Wild line. Down the left wing to the net with a backhand. Oh, and Fleury was able to steer it out of there with a scrambling save. Boy, Vlasic can really get the legs going and get the speed going.
He's an amazing skater.
Defender, he really is.
When he gets those strides going, and he's got quickness in there. It's not like it takes him a long time to get going. He's got great quickness.
In the near corner, the puck pulled out by Rossi. To Faber, top of the left circle to Gaudreau. Put it in front. Rossi shoots and scores. A bang-bang type of a play. Gaudreau with a nice centering pass from the left wing corner. Finds Marco Rossi in between the circles, and he puts in his second goal of the afternoon, giving the Wild a 2-0 lead. Inside the Hawk zone, Spurgeon back out there, right point, has the puck, moves it left point. Goligoski to Kaprizov, top of the right circle, put it over, and a shot from Zuccarello, he scores. Matt Zuccarello backing up in the right circle, one times his shot past Peter Mrazek. And the Wild now lead 3-0. Here's Bedard back into the Wild zone. Right wing circle, fires a shot. Shoulder save made by Fleury.
Boy, those shots by Bedard just come in so quickly. Goaltenders, if they do save it, really can't have an opportunity to control the rebound. Another opportunity there by Connor Bedard. Get some good looks here.
Right point Spurgeon. He'll walk into the deep slot. Give it over. Left circle. Zuccarello fires. He scores. This may have been tipped on the way in by Boldy. Either way, it's a power play goal, and the Wild extend their lead to 4-0. They're now 2-for-3 on the power play. Out to the left point, now top of the left circle, Bedard. To the bottom of the left circle, Johnson. Back to Bedard. Back to Johnson. Bottom of the circle, jams it in front. They score! I believe Taylor Radish was able to get a stick on this and deflected past Marc-Andre Fleury. And finally, the Hawks get one past the Wild goaltender. No shutout today for Fleury, but the Wild still lead the game 4-1. Goligoski backing into the Wild zone with a puck to Duhaime, right wing center ice, front of the benches. Put it over to Merrill, Wild line, left wing side. He'll drop it back into the Wild zone to veteran Alex Goligoski, who will milk the clock and the hockey game ends. The Wild win tonight 4-1. With the loss, the Blackhawks record now drops to 7-16-0. While with the win, this is the third in a row for the Minnesota Wild. They're climbing back. They're now 8-10-4. These two teams will get back together in a couple of months.